Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with a decaffeinated Todd Atkins. Well, you just ate a few chocolates, so hopefully by the end of the podcast.
One of them was dark chocolate.
Oh, there you go.
Which is both healthy and has more caffeine.
Okay, wait, you said healthy.
Yes.
But do you know what percentage of dark chocolate?
Is
not, just because it's dark chocolate doesn't mean it's healthy.
Don't.
It has to be
this.
80%+.
Hey, are you a balloon popper? Is that what you are? You just walk in, poppity, pop, pop, pop.
Okay, so today we are in honor of the 1 month countdown for our first event of the new year. We are going to talk and tackle a question on change. Are you just going to be our sound guy today?
Yep.
Okay, so what are we talking about? New
change.
Churches is a pa, is a part.
Is a pa?
This is awesome.
New Churches is a pa.
We are spending too much time with Australia. With
You're
our
right.
Australian friends.
Go.
Because I was going to say, New Churches is a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. No. Yes, podcast network, but Lifeway Leadership, right? So next month in Orange County, we are going to be doing our first blueprint coaching event of the year, March 14 and 15. We're going to be taking it to Austin in September and Nashville in October. So if you haven't yet registered to come out, you got to
do it.
Yeah, you got to do it because everyone has something that needs to change in their church.
Bring in the change.
And what we're going to do is you're going to bring your change, not some generic change, the change you want to bring about. And we are going to provide you and walk you through a framework, not from the stage, but actually through coaching.
Yes.
Because that's what we do best. Really, so that you can leave with a 90-day plan for change. And if you're a Plus member, you get 25% off as well.
Whoa.
All right. So be sure to check out the January ready-to-use resource for that link, that coupon code. And for more information on the event, just go to leadership.lifeway.com/events. Okay. So today's question is on... the mentality around change, right?
Okay.
And how all that works. So let's start. I'll read it for us. This one is from Ryan Connell, who is one of our Plus members. I've often felt like there's a mentality that to stay relevant, you have to keep changing things. So are there times that change isn't helpful or maybe even just neutral?
Sure, there's times that change isn't helpful, but most people that might come from that posture are keepers of the status quo.
Hmm.
So it doesn't matter. So there are things about your church that shouldn't change. Your vision, your values shouldn't change. Your purpose, your mission should not change. Hmm. Those things should remain the same. The problem is over the course of time, there is either a mission drift or a purpose drift, or the ministry was started for this very, very directionally aligned with our vision and values and purpose. And mm-hmm. then sometime along the way, it got new leadership, or sometime along the way, the world turned mm-hmm. and it is no longer a relevant ministry. So a lot of times we will have things that were, we have things that were really successful in the past, mm-hmm. and it's just really hard to let it go. It's really hard to see that ministry change or that ministry go away and be replaced by something new that might be in more alignment with where we're going and what we're doing. So, yeah, change is necessary. I think most churches and most businesses and most people, either you change and grow or you die.
Mm.
It's just, there's really not any other alternative. So the make sure that you understand what should not change and never change and is only contextualized for the present and future. And then, you know, anything else is up for grabs.
Yeah. No, that's a really good distinction point. So do you not think vision and values should ever change, though? I mean, that's a pretty strong statement that it should never change. I don't think it should change frequently.
It shouldn't change frequently.
Okay. Change?
It may change from time to time. If you have a guy who's been there for 40 years, he dies and you got a new guy. Mm. Or something catastrophic in the community happens. Mm. Or fill in the blank. I mean, sometimes those things are necessary to change. Sometimes that's going to happen over the course of time, and some of the key values that you have may shift. And mm-hmm. and that's okay, too. And what I mean is, hey, these are our, you know, seven values that we have.
Yeah.
And five are remaining the same, and there's two that are, you know, shifting. It's been a decade or more since we've last touched these, and we recognize this is more of a reflection of who we are and what we actually value. Mm-hmm. Because if you exegete your culture, you do have a distinct culture. You do have distinct values that are already present, because those are the shared behaviors of a group. It's most powerful when what you articulate is what is actualized in the community. So it's one thing to say, you know, people matter to God and us as one of our values. And then, but okay, well, what's that look like? And do people really matter to God and us? And, you know, how are we expressing that? I think it's important to consider those things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, approaching change and honestly, having a conversation with your team about, hey, what are things that can change? What are things that should remain the same? And what are things that should change on a yearly basis would be a healthy conversation to have. Because sometimes you might have a good framework around it and be like, oh yeah, no, our vision and our values don't change, or here are some strategic points for us that we want to focus on for the next 2 years. So vision and values, maybe it's a 10-year thing, right? And maybe 10 years you might want to revisit it. 10
right.
years is a really long time. But to compare that, right? To compare that with, oh, but here are some strategic
points. It's a lot shorter than it used to be.
Yeah. But here are some strategic points for us that, or strategic ends that we want to revisit on an annual basis, or on every 2 years. But then, hey, these are the things that we need to revisit every month or every few months. And by doing that, it brings about a lot of clarity so that individuals know, and your team members know, okay, these are the things that we need to commit to the Lord, that we need to say, okay, here are the things that this is just where we're going. Even though right now, from a financial perspective, it's like, hey, the market is down, but I'm not going to sell everything because the market is down.
These are the things.
Yeah, I'm going to buy. Or because these are the things that we've really felt like God has called us to, and the things that he really wants us to put our tent pegs down on. But in these areas, well, if change happens like that, well, we better change.
Right.
So it's good to clarify and to have a conversation around what is what. So before we continue on, and I think just really tackle that idea of staying relevant.
P.S. Theology should never change. That's in a never change bucket. I would think it would be assumed, but unless I say that, somebody's going to send me a nasty Twittergram. Yeah. Probably not me. Probably you, Daniel.
You say Twittergram?
I don't know. Whatever they are awesome. These days.
Okay.
A snap face. You know, some kind of thing like that.
Okay. So before we get to just that first half of the question, which was the idea around staying relevant, I'd love for us to just tease that out a little bit more. Before we do that, I'd love for you to check out and just know that Robbie Gallaty has a new book, right?
Ooh,
Robbie Gallaty, he is the author of many a books. Many a books. But he, most importantly, is a part of our Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. So him and Chris Swain lead the Making Disciples podcast. But this month, actually this week in which this episode comes live, his new book, Here and Now, Thriving in the Kingdom of Heaven Today, is releasing. Todd, why are you excited about this book?
I'm excited because I like Robbie Gallaty's books. If you remember an episode or two ago, I talked about tweet throughs. Mm. If you looked at, again, my name, and you looked at hashtag firmly planted, you will go, oh, I've got to read. Well, then you'd say, I got to read firmly planted. But once you see that, you're also going to say, oh man, I got to read this book too. I got to read Here and Now, because it's going to really help me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super practical. He has a really good balance of theology and practice.
Yeah. Well researched.
Yeah.
And he communicates it really well.
I agree.
Yeah. So this one, basically, you know, it's the whole idea of you know, could you experience or should you expect to experience heaven on earth today? Right? Not flying angels singing on clouds, but the fulfilled abundant life that Jesus promises in the Bible. So that's the book, Here and Now, Thriving in the Kingdom of Heaven Today. Be sure to order that and just, you know, grow yourself and in through that and in through that resource. Okay, so let's get back. Mentality to stay relevant. Do you think that's a healthy aspiration to have as leaders, to stay relevant? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Staying relevant.
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because I trying to think about how personal to get here.
Yeah.
Like I go to a church that would probably call their service contemporary.
Okay.
Yet it is neo-traditional, let's say.
Yeah.
Meaning that what was contemporary is now traditional.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a great way of just saying neo-traditional
so, like,
is a fun way to
reading,
say.
Do you guys recite any creeds?
I mean, just the music set specifically.
Oh, okay.
It is more liturgical because our good friend Scott Saunders.
Saunders.
He was with me at my church and he's like, Todd, this is like an Anglican church. I'm like, no, dude, it's a Baptist church, I promise.
Yeah.
But we happen to have communion that Sunday and everything like that. So okay. It was, he was like, this is so weird because we have responsive reading. He recognized some of the hymns. Mm. And it was, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's why I wanted to talk
I
about
like liturgy,
idea of relevance.
Personally.
Yeah. Because relevance does not necessarily mean staying up with whatever is popular on Netflix and Spotify. Or on the Hollywood, I don't know, Star
Squares.
Walk or whatever. Yeah, Hollywood Squares. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Like that
Hollywood Squares isn't a show anymore. I don't even watch TV and I know that one.
Yeah, that is not, I don't think that's what relevance is. Because when you think about the sense that we live in an age of where globalization is continuing to happen, the world is shrinking and getting smaller. If we base relevance on that certain segment of Hollywood or this or that, then actually you're only considering that aspect of culture, right? We live in a day and age where whether you want to call it a niche or a niche, you know, those are becoming even more stronger. And actually, I mean, Seth Godin talked about it 10 years ago, tribes.
Right.
Right. The guy's so ahead of his time. But it's the whole idea that, hey, who are you relevant to? Hey, be relevant and be worried about being relevant to those that you are reaching. You know, don't be relevant to, if you live in Nashville, don't worry about Hollywood. If you live in, if you live in, you know, Boise, Idaho.
Idaho. I love that
like,
place.
I was like,
that's one of my favorite
Idaho,
places
yeah.
to
Boise,
visit.
Boise, you know, if you live there, don't worry about what's going on, right? Down in Idlewild, in Florida. You know what I'm talking about? Like where has God placed you? Who are you reaching? And instead of trying to be relevant, be present. Be present.
Right. There's a certain amount of grace that you're given for caring for someone.
Mm, yeah.
So, you know, when you try to pair people for, you know, discipleship relationships or all that, I've seen people like fret and worry and try to place the perfect people with the person, you know, personality types. You know, the guy that somebody pairs you with may be a complete and total dork. But
yeah,
if he loves Jesus and you feel that he genuinely cares for you, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure over the course of time, you guys are going to form a friendship and it may last a lifetime. You may be just, you know, kind of an odd relationship, but it's something that it could happen for a long time.
Completely.
At the same time,
yeah,
I would say you can't just sit in your community and continue to do things the same way forever either, because mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying about a niche, and eventually the people that are your niche are all going to die and there won't be anyone there. So you may say, oh, we're going to reach this niche. Well, eventually they'll all die.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to move on. So it's understanding what is changeable, what's not changeable. It's also understanding, hey, even within our niche, things are going to shift and change. And P.S., we are living in a world that is experiencing change at an insane rate.
Yeah.
And so part of the issue that we're having to deal with now is we could have 50 years ago, a person could have learned a trade or got a master's degree and they were good to go mm-hmm. for the rest of their life. That is no longer the case. That world is gone.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying you have to change your church every 2 years, but you do have to recognize, okay, if I'm going to reach the Utes, I got to at least have some sense of relevancy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, we hope you enjoyed the episode. And please, if you haven't yet left a question, leave a question. If you're on your mobile device,
leave
just
quickly, two.
Yeah, right now, go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. Send a voicemail in right away there. If you're on your computer, go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right. Send that in because we'd love to hear from you and we'd love to answer your question. And if you haven't yet checked out the EST podcast, they're a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Recently, they've talked about serving in a post-Christian context, leading team meetings, ministry on call. Just look up the words, the letters EST on your favorite podcasting app and tune in today. We'll catch you guys next time.